Blog Talk Radio.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. This is Purpose Talk Radio, and I am your host, Cindy Freeman. We are on the air on what most people call Black Friday. Well, businesses anyway, companies, people who are looking to earn money and fulfill their budget for the upcoming year. So today is November 27th, 2015. As you can hear, I'm not out shopping, but I am a wonderful place that does have things that people can use for shopping and keep them out of the stores, out of places that are so crowded and crazy today. So I'm grateful to be over here at Sharehouse Goods again, which is an Amazon store as well as a wonderful coffee shop. It has been so long since I've been here. It feels like a lifetime. And yet walking back in here, you know that TV program Cheers? That's exactly how it feels here. It feels like home and being back in a place that is familiar to me. So, of course, what I want you all to know is that today on this show, we're going to talk about being grateful for all experiences. And there's a specific reason for it. I admit that. There's some things that are going to be happening personally, professionally in the next upcoming week. And then, on the other hand, you know, it is just after Thanksgiving. So we are looking at, you know, that time of gratitude out in the world. But there's a little bit more to it as well, because, you know, folks, I know, as well as the rest of you know, that sometimes we forget to maybe thank parts of our lives. We forget to look at the things that, oh, at one point may seem a bit dicey. And yet, you know what? The reality is that all of those parts, the good, the bad, the indifferent, the joys, the sorrows, all of that makes up who we are today. So what I would like to do is tell you how you can be part of this show and hope that you will. That there are some simple ways. One is at the very bottom of this show page, if you're listening live, is a chat room. And as we open that chat room for you, you can just scroll to the bottom of the page and come put your comments in there. However, now, if you are not listening live or you miss the chat room, it's closed after the show. As soon as the show ends, it goes bye-bye. So that kind of is self-defeating for those who might be listening to this at another time. Then there are But, you know, during the show, feel free to comment there and leave your feedback and all that. Now, there's a couple other ways. One is to call in, and the phone number here is 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. The other way, of course, that is available to everyone is to go to the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page on Facebook. And whether you are in listening to it live or you're listening to the show archived, there you can leave comments in the post that is and will be soon pinned to the top of the page. And with the That being said, it's always open. You know, even if the show scrolls down further, you still get the opportunity to be able to put your comments in there, your questions, your feedback, whatever you might like, that will allow people the listening to the show at another time to comment as well as me. So the song that you heard at the top of the show is called I Am Who I Am. It is the theme song for this show. It is created by the group True Trinity, being Jillian Clark, the vocalist, Rachel Grace, and myself. And we are all part of the group True Trinity. You can find information about them at the website, TrueTrinity.com. However, if you'd like to find out more about Purpose Talk Radio and what we are all about, I do invite you to do that by going to the website, PurposeTalkRadio.com. That is PurposeTalkRadio.com. And put in whatever information you might like. There is an email address there to contact me directly. And that would be Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at PurposeTalkRadio.com. If you don't want to go through the website. Let's see, what else can I tell you about our wonderful show? We are on the air simply to share with the world those who are living their purpose, how they came to know what it is, how they came to achieve it, and anything they might be able to share or might be wanting to share with the world as to how they came to living their purpose. You see, we all do have a purpose. Sometimes it doesn't feel like it. Sometimes we want to walk away from that purpose. But for the most part, we want to find a place that feels comfortable in our lives. Find a place that's kind of like called home and feeling a connection to people with whom we share life and share this planet. And as much as we'd like to think that that's easy, it's not. Often, it is a struggle for most of us to find out what that purpose is. And those struggles are just as important as the good times and the easy roads. So, like I said, please feel free to join this conversation. Oh, the other way you can do it is there is a, if you're calling in on Skype, you also can talk to us on the air as well. You just got to press the number 1 if the show is live. And feel free to join us in that way. I see the chat room is being a little bit stubborn today. Hopefully it will open as we proceed here. There's no way to get a hold of customer service. They are closed today. Or I would be very happy to find out what's going on with that. I'll reset the chat room and see what happens on that. Just told me my show just killed itself. So I'm glad I'm on the air on the phone, because otherwise I might not be able to be talking to you. Joys of technology. It's going to continue again. Anyway, folks, there we go. There is our chat room. Pretty little blue and gray and white boxes. So please do come join us if you're listening to the show live and would like to share in the conversations that are going on. So there are a couple reasons for this topic today. And it is that the topic is a personal one. I am learning that even though some things don't tend to go exactly the way we would like them to, they happen exactly the way they are supposed to. Yeah, I got to sigh a little bit. So I am who I am, and that's who I've been, that's who I've created to be, all of that. there is a very wonderful poem that I have been working with this year. And most recently, because of school, I am at the end of the semester, we do a performance for the deaf community, and we thank them for the time, their willingness to help us and have us be a part of their community as we continue to learn. And there's two poems that people have heard. One is people come into our lives for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. The other one that I'm working with right now is Everything Happens for a Reason. And y'all have heard me say that many, many times on this show. And it doesn't matter whether you are connected to a spiritual divinity in your life or not, whether you call that God, purpose, universe, spirit, whatever. I do trust and I do believe that we are given that purpose from that spiritual being. And you pick the name that you want, whatever works for you. So as I've been working with this poem this week, ready to do it for that final performance, I've had a chance to look back at my life and look at some of the things that have been happening and why they've happened and how they've happened and how they've evolved. And I'd like to share this poem with you. It goes like this. And it's an unknown author, so that's why I'm able to share it with you this way. It's sometimes people come into your life, and you knew right away that they were meant to be there. They serve some sort of purpose, teach you a lesson, or help figure out who you are or who you want to become. You never know who these people are, who they may be, your roommate, your neighbor, professor, long-lost friend, lover, or even a complete stranger, who, when you lock your eyes with them, you know that every moment they will affect your life in some profound way. And sometimes things happen to you, and at times they seem horrible, painful, and unfair. But in reflection, you realize that without overseeing these obstacles, you would never have realized your potential, strength, willpower of heart. Everything happens for a reason. Nothing happens by chance or by means of good or good luck, illness, injury, love, lost moments, or true greatness, and sheer stupidity all occur to test the limits of the soul. Without the small tests, if they be events, illnesses, or relationships, life would be a smooth, paved, straight, flat road to nowhere. Safe and comfortable, but dull and utterly pointless. The people you meet who affect your life and successes and downfalls you experience, they are the ones who create who you are. Even the bad experience can be learned from. Those lessons are the hardest and probably the most important ones. If someone hurts you, betrays you, or breaks your heart, forgive them, for they have helped you learn about trust and the importance of being cautious to whom you open your heart. If someone loves you, love them back unconditionally, not only because they love you, but because they are teaching you to love and opening your heart and your eyes to things you would have never seen or felt without them. Make every day count. Appreciate every moment. And take from it everything you possibly can, for you may never be able to experience it again. Talk to people you have never talked to before and actually listen. Let yourself fall in love, break free, and set your sights high. Can make of your life anything you wish, create your own life, and then go out and live it. I wish you all the best in your endeavors as well as your struggles in life. Have a fighting spirit and never hesitate to go back in the struggle. When I read that, it touched me so much, and it made me look again at what Purpose Talk Radio has been all about over this long period of time. coming up on about 5 years for Purpose Talk Radio. And I am absolutely amazed by what it has meant to me and to those we are around. It's not been on the air the same the whole time either. It's evolved. You know, the first two hosts were Barbara Patterson and Jan Revelle. They did a lot with readings and the like, because that was their nature. That was what they did. The show, and they were able to do pretty much on their own. The song "I Am Who I Am" was chosen as a theme song for the show. And it was amazing. It was amazing how I got involved and came to experience life with those women and with the purpose. You know, at one point, Barbara left, and it was Jan, and I got more involved. Then, just about a year ago, Jan retired from the show and sold rights to me to be able to do this. It has been an amazing journey. I never thought I would be on the air doing radio. I never thought I would find the experience of relating to many of the people who I've related to over the time. But you know what? I've been able to accept the ups and downs, the funds of the technology, the learning curve that this has created, and been able to work with it to every week bring a show of people living their purpose. It's been from, you know, what some people call the small to those they call more abundantly blessed. I want to share a little bit more with you about that, but I also see that we do have a caller, and I'm going to put him on the air very quickly. Yeah, because probably surprised that he just popped in and it actually is going to do that. And maybe have somebody else share their experience. Hello, caller. You are on the air. This is Ralph.
Hi, yes. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you doing? Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio.
Thank you so much. I'm doing very well. I'm here with my son. We both try to listen as often as we can. We're big fans.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Good. I never know who was on this archive thing, so it's good to actually know who's live, too, once in a while.
For sure, for sure. We do listen to archive shows mostly, but today we're listening live. I figured I would give you a call. He's in university right now, and he's taking a communications course. And one of his assignments is to interview or ask a few questions of someone that is on radio. And he's here with me now. He'd love to be able to ask you a few questions about what you do and your thoughts on some issues.
Well, you know what? Why not? Let's turn this around. Oh, wow. I'll be happy to have this turned around. He does know that he's on the air live, right?
Of course, of course. His name's
sure.
Howard.
Sure. You know what? Let's go ahead. How old is your son?
He just turned 18.
So he's in the university, so he's like 19, 20-ish in that? Or
He skipped a few grades, actually. He just turned 18, so we're very proud of him.
Wow. Nice. Yeah. Well, congratulations. Congratulations. Okay, sure. Why not? Like I say, I talk about snatching and sneezing the moment, so.
Right. Howard? Yeah, you can. Okay, pick up the phone in the other room. Yeah, he's just going to grab the other phone. All right, whenever you're ready.
What are your thoughts on Donald Trump?
Are we going to have a political conversation here, or are we going to discuss radio and the purpose?
It's everything from questions like that to just what you do in your day-to-day life. It's to get to know the radio personality.
Well, I think like everybody, and I'm going to keep it very vague because I do not, when I do deal with political affiliations, it is on total issues and they vary between a candidate. So at this point, I'm going to say that he has been able to make himself a success through whatever he's been able to do over the years.
Do you drink coffee as well?
Yes, I do, because I'm sitting in a coffee shop right now.
Are there times you forget to wash your hands and your hands have feces on them?
No, that would not be the case. Okay, thank you very much for calling in. So, folks, we do have purpose in everything. I'm not quite sure what the purpose of that interview was, except to try to put the host on notice here, and that's okay. Whatever works, I guess, for each individual person, and that they want to bring this the attention to whatever they want to bring it to. So, as we continue on with the show and being a discussion, if anyone else would like to call in and talk about relating to their purpose and their good versus bad experiences, you know, like I said, we get all good experiences, we get bad experiences too. You can do so at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. Okay. So, you know, what brought this poem to mind and had me think about it is we look back at, I look back at what's been happening. And I have talked very often about wanting to be with the deaf community and taking my class for interpreting. What's happening now is that I am looking at something different. And it's a good move and it's a bad move. It feels really happy and it feels really sad at the same time. I committed to other people at one point that I would be an interpreter. And you know what? That's what's kept me going, is it's been my plan and my goal to be with others and do things for others as opposed to just for myself. So now I'm looking at this and going, well, okay, I fulfilled my initial plan, my initial goal of having a deaf ministry and finding out what interpreting is all about. But yet it just doesn't seem to fit right anymore. That learning a foreign language as an older adult, I got to tell you folks, they are not kidding, that it is much harder to learn a language after that wonderful language development age of 7, which is the ideal. You know, me turning 50 this year, it is getting harder and harder every year to change some of the signs I'm doing, change the language, change the things I'm doing. But that's okay. It's okay. What I am discovering is that I would like to work with the community in a different way. I would like all of it that I have learned and be justified in some other way. All of the blindness that I experienced, which a lot of people think is very negative and very hard, and all of that, I am discovering that it's not that hard. It has had its reasons. And therefore, at this point, all I can do is look at those reasons and say, what next? It, one of the parts of, as I'm interpreting that poem, I look at it and say, okay, analyze myself. The people that show up in this world are there because they were meant to be. I have had friends in my life come in and go back out. I have had people show up and not even stay more than 30 seconds. They disappear for whatever reason. You know what? That's okay. I'm suddenly drifting off, and I apologize for that. As I'm thinking of some of the people that have been here and part of me and part of my situation and who might not be there and why not anymore. But a lot of you have heard that one of my first things about interpreting was that I wanted to do so with a singer-songwriter friend named Janet Stanfield. I thought I'd tour the world being able to interpret her music. And probably for me, it's one of the most disappointing things that says that's not where you're going. But at the same time, I've realized something talking to my instructors. I don't have to stop interpreting that music. I don't have to take away from anything that I plan to do by changing directions. Instead, I can look at another step. And so for now, that is what I will be doing. And by that counseling, I can still stay in the community. I can still be a part of whatever there is. And take a chance. You know, a couple weeks ago, we had Jeff Akins Hanna on there with his wife's Jen's song, Anything is Possible. And I am learning so much that it is very true that anything is possible if I take the time to look at it. This year, we started the Positive News magazine after 3 years of saying, how come, why not, how do we do it, and came to understand something a little bit different. And once again, I'm going to share that song with you. I think today is going to be a little bit of a song and a poem and things that I have come to find that motivate me and hopefully will motivate you. So, here we go.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel the change is coming. Will be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. I feel a change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
We are the change. We are the people who make the difference. And how we look at each of our situations. You know, if we think that everything we have to keep. If we think that everything that might impact us in a strange way where we feel the suffer, the pain, the heartache, is something that is negative and wish we never had it. Like the poem says, you know, we can make this positive difference. We can look at it, and if we didn't experience those things, we'd have this really dull life. We wouldn't know how to handle other people and mingle with them and the situations that are going on. So, you know, it all is for a reason and a purpose. And we do have a caller on today, another one. And we have Gerald on the air. Hello, Gerald.
Does the feces get under your nails? Do your hands stink like duty?
Okay, we will be stopping bringing callers on today, unless you can identify yourself in a more purposeful way. That's what I thought as I heard that, recognize that voice. So there we go, folks. You know, somebody's interrupting the show, and they will be turned into Purpose Talk or Blog Talk Radio and have their name, their number banned from making phone calls. I'll be sharing that in the chat rooms for the various shows as well. So, folks, unless you can purposely fully identify yourself with a profile today, we will not be bringing other callers onto the show. And I apologize to anyone who may have a purposeful discussion to put into here. So, all right, now. So what do we do with the purpose? You know, what I'm living with is, again, looking through being a counselor, being able to help people in different ways, going back to school for what they call CART training or captioning. You know, there are so many opportunities that I never thought of, never believed existed. And, you know, they're there if we just look for them. The funny thing is, I said something to somebody of, well, you know, I might not be interpreting next year. Like, why? And, you know, there's so much opportunity for you. And I just had to ask what, because I never thought there was anything other than actually putting my hands up in the air and actually signing. So it's okay. It does work out in its own way. So, you know, you said there are times we have probably all experienced people that have come in and come out of our lives that we would have liked to be friends with that didn't. On the other hand, some people wanted to be maybe more closer friends and get more into our face than we thought they would. They should be, because there wasn't enough of a connection. You know, I look at Facebook all the time and all these people who come on and say, I want to be your friend and I read your profile. You know what? They can't read any of the profiles. You know that they're not telling you the truth. And that they just need a friend. Sometimes I'll accept them in chat. Sometimes I'll accept phone calls like I just did that shouldn't be where they are. Apparently they have nothing better to do in their life today than jam the lines and jab the show. And that's okay. If that's their purpose today and they have nothing better to do, well, that is their purpose. And okay, they'll have to not do it here. And they can do it with someone else. But as we look at people and we look at how we interact with them, you know, sometimes it's an eye gaze. Sometimes it's hearing something. Sometimes it's just energy in the room where you feel, you know, you go somewhere and maybe somebody's on a stage or maybe you're shopping, as you're shopping in these holidays. You know, you'll pass someone, and the energy will feel so familiar to you. And you turn, and you look, and you catch an eye gaze, and maybe you'll see them somewhere else at another event. And you know that somehow you're meant to connect to them. You know, this past weekend, I attended an event, and I've had Jeannie Dean on the show before. Jeannie did her John F. Kennedy tribute this past weekend. And I finally got to see it live and hear it live. And the cool part is, in doing that, I got to meet some of the people that she knows that are part of her life. A drummer, a other musician, a fabulous guitarist, and a fabulous piano player, and Jeannie's presentation herself, and got to learn a little bit not only about JFK, but about the people that she hangs with and their motivations and their journeys of life. And, you know, I went to support Ginny. I did not go because, honestly, I had any particular interest in JFK. I know of him being a president. I know of him being shot. I know whatever. But by doing what I did and going there, I ended up learning more about other people and about myself and the things that I could be learning about history and life. And it was very interesting to me because it was so different. To me, history, social studies, I admit, in most cases, are negative pieces. And they often make the news as a negative, and trauma and drama and insults and things like that. But instead by going, I was able to find the positive pieces out of it and the understanding of JFK, the understanding of the people that relate to something like that. And it was really pretty cool. It was really very different for me, and I still appreciated it. I don't talk much about my personal journey and some things, and I'm going to at this point, and hopefully be able to share some understanding with you folks. If you've got a question or want to talk about something, please put it into the chat room or put it over on the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations Facebook page, and we can take comments and questions that way today. When I was a teenager, I was very much of an introvert and very much someone who kept away from people. And yet, at the same time, I kept very active in clubs and activities. But they were ones that were related to school. They were Math Club, Dungeons and Dragons, Future Business Leaders of America. These types of events, groups, programs, I was involved with a newspaper from as young as they would let me in my high school years. And they, you know, that's the way I was involved in things. That's the way I kept from people seeing who it was, I guess, in a lot of cases. And as I'm going through counseling recently, you know, my counselor asked me, are you keeping too busy? Are you keeping doing activities too much? And I've had to look at why I'm involved in things and how. And what does that mean to my future? There are things that I'm not doing because I am doing other things, so to speak, busy work. And I've done that almost my whole life. And it's taken 30-some years for someone to ask me that question, for me to figure it out. When I was 15 years old is when I first had my first experience of my losing my eyesight. And I couldn't be an average teenager and get my driver's license and do all those things that at one time I was able to do, or I thought I was going to do as a teenager. I loved reading. That's the first time I had to stop reading as avidly as I did. My brother, who was 4 years younger than me, had to read my homework for me because I wouldn't dare stop doing my homework. I wouldn't dare not be active in school. Uh, because I was a studious person, and nothing could change that for me. It's when I first became involved in sign language, which was an interesting thing. I started with sign and then lost part of the eyesight, so it wasn't the other way around. And yet we've got these people out in the world that think sign language and blindness are the same, or Braille and hearing loss is similar or connected, and that's not true. Of course, Braille, for anybody who doesn't know or thinks otherwise, Braille is connected to visual eyesight and loss of eyesight, and sign language, American Sign Language, Canadian, all of the, every country has its own sign language, every territory, it's different, it's not all the same, is related to people with hearing loss. And so I went through high school. I did finish high school on time. I went to college. I had the Department of Vocational Rehab at that time look at my skills, look at my interests, and come up with computers. Thought that I would be a great computer programmer. And I tried it for a while. Again, that personality was, oh, good, I can work by myself. The funny part was, working by myself was probably the part of that profession that I hated the most. I'd be up in the middle of the night. It was great. The lab was quiet. Nobody else would be around except the lab tech and myself. And I could get my work done. Same way I always had as a night owl. But suddenly that my programs wouldn't work and there was nobody to check on them and nobody to really help got to be a problem. The communication with a machine, I realized, was not what I wanted. I had always said I wanted to be a writer. So I fought to go back to the profession of journalism. Now, had I not tried computers originally, I wouldn't now be able to discuss some of the things I do that they are capable of doing as far as designing websites and setting up these social media and all the things they are capable of. I said at one point to my Department of Vocational Rehab counselor back then, you know, they had said, well, you can't be a journalist because how are you going to be able to do that if you can't see? And I said, how am I going to be able to program a computer if I can't see? It'll be similar. They'll be able to talk. And nobody believed that. Initially, nobody believed that. And yet here we are, computers talking to us. In fact, yesterday, I was able to work on my novel for National Novel Writing Month. I was able to work on my novel by voicing part of it as my hands got too tired. I'm way behind on my 50,000 words. I was yesterday. So I was able to do some other work and voice what I wanted to do. And I am so grateful for speech-to-text technology because I got a whole lot of word count in during that time. On the other hand, now when my eyes get tired and I can't read what's in front of me, my computer can talk back and read it back to me. And it is amazing. Because like I said, back then, I said it would happen. I would have loved to have been the person to create that, but there was no way I would continue doing what I was doing at the time. And it told me what part of communication I enjoyed and what part I don't. Jump forward to those college years and getting out. As I did join the journalism field and was able to get out there and be a journalist and have other people say, this is what you need to do, this is how you need to do it, this is a story you need to cover. Some of that worked. Some of it worked just fine. But, you know, the part that didn't work for me was the part that said, you have to write the story, you have to talk to these people, and even though they don't want to talk to you, you need to do it anyway. For things like car accidents and deaths and suicides and those things. It made me see that I can't do that. I can't force someone to talk to me. And I've been able to incorporate that into other parts of my life. You know, I meet people on the street, and I'm sure all of you do, that one, both extremes, that you think, wow, there's just this energy. I want to talk to them. You know, maybe on the bus, maybe in the store as you're both having lunch. And you just feel this connection. Maybe they want to talk to you, maybe they don't. Then there's other ones, like today, even in this coffee shop, there was a gentleman who came in. He's a Vietnam vet. He was just lonely. He just wanted to talk. Unfortunately, I was ready to go on the air, and he did leave, or I would have put him on the air to talk about some of his experiences. I would have been happy to do that and allow him the opportunity to talk. That's part of what Purpose Talk Radio is about. Simply just talking and sharing who you are and what you're able to become. So in that time of communication and living the journalistic career, I knew that I was not wanting to do the bad news sells. If it leads, it leads theories. And yet I did it only for as long as I could. And it's amazing how burned out you can get when you do things that you don't feel are right. Oh, believe me, there were some awesome stories that I was able to share too. There were ones about teachers retiring and what they can suggest to people now that are going into the career of teaching and education. There were athletes that did awesome feats that were able to be successful and maybe weren't successful before. Something kind of like came to an understanding for them that they were able to accomplish what they went out to accomplish as far as, you know, the medals and things. And for some it worked and for some it didn't. There were stories about artists and students who were not so good in school. They were able to find outlets through their art, music, drawing, painting, whatever, writing, and had an opportunity because of the school we were in to advance those skills and maybe let some of the mediocre ones go by just so that they could pass. But we had some very good teachers that were able to give these students an outlet. And it was great. And of course, again, there's always teachers that you don't like or that you don't relate to. I had a geometry teacher that, to this day, oh, I remember geometry. And I really disliked geometry. I loved math when I walked into his classroom. And yet, because he felt things like solving proofs were supposed to be done only a certain way, and I couldn't do them that way, we butted heads. But you know what I learned in that process? That, first of all, he's in charge of the classroom and I have to do it his way. Okay. What I really learned was that I could speak for myself. I could analyze things as they happened. I could carry on a conversation with him knowing that I know certain things on the way to do the proofs, for example, and explain what I'm thinking. On a rare occasion, he'd change the grade. Most of the times he said I did it not the way he wanted, so I didn't get the grade. I realized this week, and even as I'm speaking now, I have been discussing with one of my instructors the linguistics of American Sign Language, and we go back and forth and discuss what that is. And sometimes I'm able to say, based on this linguistic rule, why is this being signed this way? Why, what is this grammar for this sentence? And we're able to go back and forth. And it is amazing that I can use that logic that I've learned from her and from other teachers about the linguistical structure of American Sign Language, which is not the same as English or any other language for that matter, because it's its own language. And I can actually talk about what I know, why I know, what I think about it. And as I talked to her this last week and said, okay, so here's where our meeting's going to be Monday. You know, she said one of the things she'd love to do with me in the future is sit down and talk about linguistics and American Sign Language, whether I'm at school or not. And that was an amazing thing for me. It made me feel so good and so connected at the time. Because she's the same instructor that says, you know, maybe this interpreting thing isn't what you should be doing. Maybe it's not a connection for you right now. And maybe it will never be. So why don't you look at something else that might be more fulfilling for you, your skills, for your experiences. So fine, we get all that stuff handled. We get it all processed. You know, I do have this new career that I'm looking at. I don't know what it means. When I went in the interpreting, it was a way to continue communication. It was a way to be in a communication field and feel good. But something just isn't connecting anymore. I love the people. I love the community. I love all those that I have met over time. And then I turn back and I look at 3 years ago when I lost my eyesight. Well, 6 years ago when I lost the eyesight. 3 years ago when I had the surgery. And I say, why did I pause? What happened? It took me out of that field for 3 years. Then I had to come back and try and remember and relearn and reprocess things. And you know what? As I am interpreting that poem, I'm able to look back at that and say, now what? I was out for 3 years. It showed me, first of all, that short time, I can forget things really quickly. You know, if you don't use it, you lose it. And I did occasionally go to events, but it was harder for me because I couldn't really see what people were saying. Therefore, I couldn't recognize it. And communication with the deaf community is just as much receptive as it is expressive. I got to be able to understand what they're saying. You know, I put out there that if I work with deaf blind, if I ever did get my certification work with deaf blind, what I'd be able to do is maybe have them put their hands on mine, or me on theirs rather, so that just like when I interpret and they have their hands on mine, I can understand what they say. And I can understand what they go through. And I don't know if that's ever going to happen. So I was trying to find a way to link to the blind community like I did, link to the deaf community. And so now as we look into counseling, we say, son of a gun. Had I not had that experience with the blind community, one, I couldn't be able to relate to deaf-blind people anymore, like I am now, and understand how to describe environments and people and all that can't be seen. But I can find a way to describe life in general on the scene and look at it in a futuristic way. Instead of just something out there, something that I might get to. And hopefully, as I look at rehab counseling, all that, you know, and even my own experience with counseling that I've recently gone back into. I did it once when my fiancé was killed in a car accident. And I let it lapse, and I let it be. It worked for a while, and then I thought, okay, I don't need this anymore. But now, as I am experiencing it again, I look back at some of that and say, well, had I not dropped it, maybe I'd be here or maybe I'd be there. No, I just have to remember that it served its purpose at the time. It's serving its purpose again now. It's teaching me what a career in that field might mean and what might happen, what I might be able to do, what I might not be able to do. And it's making me take the time to stop and thank God for everything that I have experienced. The good, the bad, and the ugly. The exciting. And the, gee, I don't know how I feel about it things. Because we have all those. Sometimes we have all those in one single day. Sometimes it's over weeks or months or years. So I invite you all, no matter what you have experienced in life, to stop and think and be grateful for all of those experiences. One of the things I've been able to do is I write down some of these, if I hadn't, this wouldn't have happened, things. If I hadn't met so-and-so, I wouldn't have met so-and-so, wouldn't have met that person, wouldn't have met that person, wouldn't have met that person. It was funny because I kind of did that this weekend with the JFK thing. You know, had I not been part of the church I'm in right now, I would never have met Jeannie. Had I not invited her to be on my radio show, been on Purpose Talk Radio here, I would never have understood about the JFK thing. Had I not had her on the air, would I have even bothered listening to or going to the event? Maybe not. Because when I first met her, it was to be part of a showcase of artists. And she did some of her poetry, and I'll be honest, I didn't relate to it because I didn't know anything about it. It was something new for me. So I didn't know what to do with that. And so now, like I said, I've met some people that are in her circle of influence that I might connect with on a deeper level somewhere up the road. We'll have to see how that works and how that happens. And if it happens. You know, I'm hoping some of them join the singer-songwriter group, the Nashville Songwriter Association that I'm a part of, because I've invited them to. Maybe it'll help grow that group. Who knows? We just don't know. We don't know how and where we connect. So I am grateful to all of you that have connected with Purpose Talk Radio over the years. I am grateful for being able to be the voice of purpose and reason. As I think about renewing this domain for this, I've considered too, you know, is this something I really want to do? Is it something I need to let lapse? Because I don't know what to do. Who knows? But for now, if I have one person listening to the show and getting something positive out of it, I am grateful. And to you who have been able to be, though sometimes small audience, I am grateful. Whether you participate by talking and actually coming on the air or not, it doesn't matter. Whether you call in, like the same guy did twice, and I thought I recognized the voice the second time, but I let it go. Whether you do that and that's your purpose for the day, well, okay, that's fine. That's what you think is your purpose. Then go for it. It isn't going to throw me off. It might have me stop for a moment and be just a little flustered. But it's not going to keep me from presenting the show. It's not going to keep me from being who I am in the moment and trying to find the good. The good is that I gave him his outlet for the moment. So, okay, he needed that. He had the chance to talk. And sometimes that's all people need, is to be heard. So, the person who is on the line, if you are in the chat room, I'm going to ask you to go to the chat room and to actually share there who you are and what your information is. We'll put you on the air and we'll see if this is a legitimate call. If it's not, we'll be going through again. Hello, Eileen. You there?
If you're in a restaurant and the bowl is clogged and all this duty...
Okay. So as we move into this, you know, you just wonder. You just wonder. I'm starting to get entertained. So there's a question, and I'm not sure what the question is. I'm not sure what DSS is. Anyway, so as we go through all of this, someone says they've, in the chat room, they've got a question about sign language. And I need her to call in to be able to do that, or to put a more detailed question in the chat room for me so I can answer that. I know I missed that phone number that was just in. So, okay, anyway, as we go through. Let's see, the question is types of sign language. There are two kinds, judging by my understanding. Okay, I will explain that as much as I can. There's really, actually, there's a whole continuum of sign language that's out there, running from English word order and English signs. For instance, what's called C, Signed Exact English 1, where you sign things like for the word butterfly, or there's going to be a little bit of noise in the background here as they're dealing with the coffee crushers here. Where you sign for butterfly, you don't sign the actual sign that is made for butterfly. You sign butter and fly. So it can be a bit confusing, but that's how children learn to actually spell some things like compound words and things like that. It goes all the way through the continuum. In some things that are just English word order, maybe every word on your mouth goes through what's actually known more in this in America as American Sign Language, which is a totally different word order. Subject first, for the most part, subject first or topic first, verb followed by object, or an object, subject, verb, word order. He said it is a whole linguistical language unto itself. The most common is English word order or transliteration, where very much everything's on your mouth. And then the other part of interpretation is actually typically in ASL here. You know what? You can get a hold of me directly. Okay. And, you know, the other option we can do is call in from, you know, connect through Facebook or through a direct email. Are you there?
Does the feces at any time get all...
That's what I thought. Somebody's lying to me. I love it. Thank you for that relish. I greatly appreciate that. So, anyway, it is what it is. People are just bombing this line, and, you know, Blog Talk Radio will get wind of it, and that's okay. They get blocked. What if... So drop me an email at Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio, and I'll find a different way to connect with you. And we can discuss this more if you'd like, rather than being actually a show topic. If anyone else would like to connect with me, you can do so. My email is Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio.com. And if you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can feel free to do that. If you want to talk about actually your purpose as opposed to whatever, it appears that the anyone calling in, you do have to press the 1, but your number will show up on my board unless there's a problem with Blog Talk Radio. And I get a feeling it was jammed. It's been jammed if I'm not seeing your number. So we will get a hold of them as far as they're concerned, their stuff is concerned. So, although I do know the number for Renright, if that one calls in, so that would be good. It's good to have some people, some familiar names and faces and things on the show, being able to do that. So, yeah, Renright, we have been jammed here with some obnoxious calls. Love Blog Talk Radio sometimes. So as you come in, I'm kind of had like 3 or 4 calls now that have gone to a subject that is not related to living in a purpose. But thank you for joining me as we chat here. So, okay, I think we're pretty much, folks, kind of running down the wire here, running down to the end. I don't have a whole lot more to talk to you about. So, if, like I said, if you would like to be on the show, please send me an email directly. If you have products or services you'd like to share with people that who are trying to live their purpose, feel free to get a hold of me as well. We do air every Friday, noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and ATM in the UK. Okay, I'm wondering, folks, if you were even hearing what was being broadcast or if it was just somehow jumping into my phone conversations. I'll have to listen back to the show and see what that's all about, if it's on there or if it's actually coming through the recording or not, as Relish asked me what was being said. So I'm hoping it wasn't. And if it wasn't, that's great because the way I responded to it, fine. So, okay, as we are looking through this, anyway, so what else do I want to tell you? Like I said, we every Friday, as you just heard, some people coming in and out and grabbing their coffee, which is absolutely wonderful at this time of year with the shopping. I invite you to find True Trinity, TRUETRINITY.com. As they are the creators of the theme song for us. And the song being I Am Who I Am. It is the opening and closing song of our show. And the other one, Positive News, which you heard earlier, is by Jillian Clark and myself, the True Trinity Crew, and the theme song of Purpose Talk Radio, of course, is myself, Jillian Clark, and Rachel Grace. I see someone is on hold again, and like I said, unless you can absolutely identify yourself, I am not picking up the lines today. Unfortunately, there are some issues going on with being disrupted. Those of you who know how to reach me from being guests before can do so. Go into the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page if you'd like and put your comments there or whatever other opportunities you'd like. And by the way, that page is just shy of 400 people. So I'd love to have some more people join us over there and see what we could do with that 400th person. Maybe I'll put some of my other, you know, have a giveaway or something for that in line with the holidays coming. After all, you know, the real deal is that I have other businesses, being a social media coach, editor, writer, proofreader. What other fun stuff do I do? Facebook coaching. And the like. I've been burned so many times here, I have to wonder. May I help you?
Well, you rub your feces fingernails.
So, as things happen, it is a life of desires, dreams. And things that we want to do in life. Well, I just got lost here suddenly for a moment. Sorry. So, as we go into you know, these holidays, and you know, this shopping season, I invite you all and ask you all to be safe, do what you need to do, be kind to those around you and those that you are witness and be a part of as you do your shopping. And, you know, just be kind. That's all you need to be, is just be kind to one another. Because you never know when you're going to find that person again somewhere else in your life. So as we close this show, you know, there is a dream in all of us. We are who we are. And, oh my gosh, I almost forgot to give you an affirmation for this week. Oh, and I had one that I got at church. I'll have to look it up because I can't remember what it was. So let's see. What is the affirmation? Let's see. Affirmation. Even when people try to dump their garbage on me, I am the one to make the decision. I am the one to decide that it will not get me dirty. Anyone who's been listening to the show today, you know exactly what that means. So, yeah, affirmation. Even when people try to dump their garbage on me, I am the one to decide that I will not get dirty. I will instead accept every experience and be grateful for the lessons it will teach me. There we go. Perfect. That's the affirmation for this week. So, as we close, we'll see you, those who are listening, next week. Hopefully, Blog Talk Radio will figure out its problems by then, and we can move forward. And as we do every week, folks, I wish you all wonderful soul blessings. Thanks for listening and being a part of this show.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.